In 2006, Marvin Beauchamp was convicted of killing Byron Somerville. In appealing his conviction, Beauchamp claimed that the only witness who accused him of the murder was the victim, and because they were his last words before dying, the accusation is unreliable. He claims the use of that evidence violates his Sixth Amendment right to confront his accuser. This week, Beauchamp's lawyer, Craig Powell, told the state Supreme Court that dying declarations don't carry the weight they did 200 years ago, when the general belief was that no one would lie on their deathbed because they knew they were going to meet God soon.
Dying declarations are not special. They're just another form of hearsay and should be treated as such. There's no rationale that supports treating them differently.
Powell says it's entirely possible that the victim had other reasons for naming Beauchamp as his killer. But Assistant Attorney General Maura Whalen told the court that the historical change in religious beliefs is not the issue here.
This idea that a person, religious or not, would deliberately name the wrong party is pretty mind-boggling.
Other witnesses did not identify Beauchamp as the murderer at his trial. A decision in this case could determine whether dying declarations are barred from testimony in future murder trials. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.